Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, it is Friday, and that means Jeff Fitz is in. He is the managing editor for City View, and he knows what to do this weekend and into next week. Jeffrey, welcome back. It is Friday. It is also the final day of November 2018.
Yeah, I know.
So what happened? where did that month go, right?
I don't know. Where did that month go? It was a good month.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's in the books. No, it was all right. Just all right.
Sorry, but...
I had Thanksgiving in there.
Yeah, right. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
And now we move on to the major festival of the year.
Which is?
Hanukkah. Christmas, the happy holidays, getting into all that kind of stuff. Christmas and New Year's and then
the holiday season.
It is the holiday season, and then we have Valentine's Day. I know. I say I'm just trying to warn you in advance.
I've never been a big fan of Valentine's Day.
That's a good thing.
You ever look up, you ever Google
Valentine? Yeah, where it all comes from? Yeah, it's not very pretty.
Yeah.
it's just not very pretty. But thank God for Hallmark.
Yes.
You know, it's made it all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Made it all worth it. What's a Hallmark card cost these days?
Oh, I look every once in a while just for kicks and giggles. Like $4 and $5.
Yeah, that's a bargain.
Yeah, right. And if you have music with it, it's $9, $6, $8, $9. You know, it's
what's that mean? I'm out.
Music with it? Oh, you open music? It up and you have music. Oh. Yeah. It's
The world coming to?
I know. Hey, it's all capitalism. That's what we're all about here. You know, at the Business News Hour, it's all about business.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but let's have some fun.
Yeah, why not?
What's going on?
Lots of holiday stuff. Speaking of,
I'm sure
it's that time of year.
It's the holiday season.
Do, do, do.
Yeah.
Noel, a Christmas musical that is fun for the whole family. Noel depicts the journey of a young girl whose mother has mysteriously vanished.
Oh.
In searching for her, this anxious little girl who has lost her singing voice meets a motley crew of characters who want to help. In doing so, they rediscover their belief in the magic of Christmas.
Magic of Christmas.
And
oh,
in
more.
Themselves.
Aye, of course.
Pre-show dinner is available for this performance at Stevens Auditorium in Ames.
Uh-huh. And when does this do this?
Tonight.
Oh, Friday night?
Tonight.
Yeah, all right, there you go. Hurry up, kids.
Didn't have anything to do tonight. Problem solved.
Stevens.
Also starting tonight, and this runs into tomorrow also, the Salisbury House kicks off the holiday season with an annual Holly and Ivy home tour.
Holly and Ivy.
Yes.
What are those girls doing these days? Hi, Holly. Hi, Ivy. How you doing? Everything good? Yeah.
Wow. It says you will delight in the grand 1920s estate at its holiday best. As the Salisbury House's annual Holly and Ivy tour, home tour, at this tour, each home is decorated with the finest local interior designers. This is right up your alley, Michael. There's florists.
Yeah.
Home furnishing stores. Enjoy live holiday music.
So this
music.
Is all at the Salisbury House?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So each room is decorated?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Holly and Ivy.
Then there's also... Okay, this year's event also showcases three beautiful private homes.
Oh, so...
Two home tours.
So it's more than just the Salisbury House.
Yeah.
So it's all in that neighborhood, apparently.
Yep.
Wow. How do you get tickets to this thing?
Can be purchased at the Salisbury House.
At the Salisbury House.
Yep.
All right.
Or go to SalisburyHouse.com.
Right.
Or .org. O-R-G.
Got it. Well, Holly and Ivy, they're outdoing themselves again. This year. Congratulations, girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Salisbury House for anything?
I know. You know,
it's
I have
a neat place.
It is a neat place. Well, I take that back. I was at the Salisbury House doing some video something, and I can't remember what it was for, but it was not inside. It was outside.
Hmm.
It's been a couple of years ago, and I don't know what the heck was going on, but that's what I was doing.
Well, I went in to do an interview with someone who was going to be performing there once, and it is amazing.
Stunning. Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing. And there's parts of it you're not even supposed to take pictures in because, you know, the artwork's so old and valuable. It's neat. And then I looked online. They have this museum there with all kinds of neat things.
Wow.
Check it out. It's you'll be amazed. Truly, you'll be amazed. All right.
I'm ready.
Also, tonight and running through next week, Disney's Aladdin plays at the City
Center. I saw a friend of mine who posted on Facebook that he and his bride, I think now of 25 years, their first date was at Aladdin. Oh, 20 years. 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So are they going to this?
They are. Yeah. They posted pictures. They were there opening night.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
You an Aladdin fan?
I know.
Favorite Disney movie?
Snow White.
Ooh, you didn't really hesitate.
No. You know, I'm old, and Snow White is old, and yeah, I can relate. The original Snow White, you know? I liked it. She was really pretty. I remember being a little guy, you know, and go, whoa, she's really attractive.
The cartoon character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I say that, and he's a dirty old man. Yeah. All right, so we got Disney.
Aladdin. It's a Broadway musical coming to the Civic Center. It's going tonight, and it runs through next week.
Got it.
Also starting tonight, Elf the musical comes to the Playhouse. Mm-hmm. You a fan of Elf?
I've seen
this. I've seen the movie.
Yeah. I've seen the movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone always
As a matter of fact, my granddaughter, Jovi, is named for a character in
really
the movie. Yeah. It's the girl in the... She's a Santa's helper in the department store.
Hmm. I wouldn't know.
There you go. I'm just telling you. Elf.
Cool. What's the worst namesake you've ever heard of?
What do you mean? Like, somebody that's got a name that probably you shouldn't have a name?
Yeah.
Adolf Reisner. Without a doubt.
The name Adolf really took a plunge.
Yeah, just
around 1941 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it just didn't have the same oomph to it. true story. This is a real guy.
It is.
Yeah, it's a real guy. But he was like, oh, man.
You got to go by 80 or something, don't you?
What?
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, well, no. He was like in his 50s and 60s when I was 12. So, I mean, he was an immigrant from Germany.
Sure.
And he had a bar, and it was in Shawnee. It was called Adolf's. Yeah. Adolf Reisner. I'll never forget it. And the bar was, you know, it wasn't a big place. It was in Shawnee, Wisconsin, and a bunch of Germans up around there. And, and there was this little bar, and it had on the front of it Adolf's. I went in there many, many times and had my... 7-Up.
7-Up.
So Adolf Reisner. Yeah. That's a name, yeah.
That is, all right. That's a good answer.
It's a good question.
All right, starting tonight, I don't know how you say this word, the Chris Kindle Market.
Chris
you know
Kindle Market, yes, of course, yeah.
Down at Cal's Commons, opens tonight, runs through the weekend in downtown Des Moines.
This is a neat deal.
Yep.
If you go down there, so it's, speaking of Germany, if it's a European-themed Christmas shopping adventure.
Yep.
Have I got
Christmas
that right?
Shopping adventure.
Ding, ding, ding. You know how many years I wrote radio and TV copy? It's a Christmas shopping adventure, ladies and gentlemen.
You just speak in marketing terms
I do,
now.
Yes, everything is... It's an extravaganza.
This free event drew more than 40,000 visitors last year, it says.
It's a good deal.
The expanded version this year will offer market goers more than 30 vendors, and thus the extravaganza adventure. This is the third year. Gift vendors, extravaganza.
This was all born from a friend of mine, Suzanne Hull. Created this.
Really?
Yeah, 3 years ago. And she really worked hard to get this thing off the ground the first year. And then the second year got a little bit better, and they were giving, you know, if you go, you can get a mug, and it's kind of a big deal. And it has become a big deal. It is It is, yeah, it celebrates European heritage.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, Chris Kindlemark.
It's going to be a chainsaw carver.
That has a lot to do with European heritage.
Does it?
I'm sure it does. Yeah.
They're big on the chainsaw. Oh,
yeah, big on the chainsaw, especially
it's
up there.
All chainsaws,
yeah,
over there.
Finland.
It's going to be a knife forger, a wreath maker, and a traditional wood carver.
Oh, there you go.
Traditional, not without the chainsaw, right. I guess.
Good time. Good, really good time. So this is Saturday and Sunday.
Starts tonight.
Friday,
yep,
Saturday.
Yep, okay. Runs through the weekend. Yep.
Right, through the weekend.
Yep.
Wow.
You think you could form anything out of a chainsaw, with a chainsaw and a log?
Firewood.
Sawdust. Yeah,
right.
Might cost a few fingers and maybe a toe.
I have a chainsaw, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. From my farming days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like getting the chainsaw out right now.
Why not?
Okay, Saturday only. Shoppers will find antiques and vintage home decor, jewelry, handcrafted goods, outdoor accents, seasonal flora, local eats, and everything needed to create a vintage handmade lifestyle at the Vintage and Made Fair.
The Vintage and Made Fair.
Holiday edition, oh, 9 to 4.
And where's this?
University of Iowa, Des Moines campus.
Huh?
Uh-uh. Formerly the AIB.
Right, okay.
UofI bought it.
Yeah, right.
So I guess they're having events there now.
Hmm.
So,
yeah, they're
down 2,500 Fluor Drive.
Yeah, they're selling that.
Oh, the sale's not through yet? Or?
Apparently not. I don't know. I know that. Anyway, yeah, they're trying to unload it. What? They're going, what the hell are we thinking? What are we doing here? So, yeah, that too. All right. Vintage and Made Fair or something like that.
That's right. And the Wolves play Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Basketball.
Basketball. I also think the Bucks play this weekend, but nice. I didn't have that written down, so I don't have the details.
Okay.
But on their marquee as I drove by, I saw November 30th and December 1st. So also Saturday and Sunday, flea market at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
All right. Get your fleas.
Get your fleas.
If you ain't got no fleas, you ain't living. So make sure you go to the,
Is that true?
Fair.
What's your marketing hype for a flea market?
What?
What's your marketing hype? What's that? What's the hype?
For the flea market?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, that's pretty easy. You know, ladies and gentlemen, come and find thousands of unique gift ideas at this flea market. And if you don't have your own fleas, we've got a bottle for you. Or some, I don't know. You know.
Knickknacks.
Yeah, knickknacks. Pallywax. Give your dog Bargains. A bone. Stuff.
You did nail it there. This should be a board game. Hype.
Hype? The board game?
There should be one. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. I like it.
Who can come up with off the cuff,
hype.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'd be the victor. All right, Monday next week. This summer, Manchester Orchestra released a documentary called I Know How to Speak. That offers an exclusive look into the making of their acclaimed 2017 album, A Black Mile to the Surface.
I have no idea what the heck you're talking about. You're spouting out words over there, and I'm going, huh? What is he talking about?
Let's see here. You know what? We're skipping this one.
Okay.
Skip it.
Skip it. Don't. Ladies
Do
and gentlemen.
Do not.
Don't go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday, every Tuesday.
Yes.
If it's Tuesday and it's the social club, it's team trivia.
Team trivia. There are three answers incorrect on the original trivia game.
That is correct.
So I pay attention.
You
and
do
I learn.
Pay attention. Yeah.
The Des Moines old floppy disk ain't quite full yet.
Des Moines' longest continuously running trivia competition. Did you know?
Oh.
I haven't been to one of these trivia events, but there is a whole art behind the trivia giving at these things.
An art behind the trivia
giving?
Kind of
like, think of a DJ, except for trivia. There's like a game master.
Oh,
and they
sure.
have
okay.
to, you know, they try to keep the game close. They try and keep the game flowing.
Really?
And there's a whole talent to it. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Wow. That would be worth the price of admission just to go and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. All right. Sounds of the season with the Des Moines Big Band, Wednesday at Noche.
Noche.
Starts at 6. The Des Moines Big Band is a storied ensemble that goes back to the 1950s. It's played with some of the greatest names in jazz, from legends like Clark Terry to some of the more local household names such as Scott Smith.
My friend Dave Resnick,
yeah,
who is a horn player, fell off of a ladder when he was putting up Christmas lights. Let's see, this week, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Fell off a ladder and broke his leg, like in two places. Yeah.
This week?
Just this week, year? Yeah. So he was in, he just had surgery. I think it was, yesterday. So he's kind of like in traction and up at the hospital right now. So I don't think Dave's going to make it to the big band. Although.
It says led by renowned trumpeter arranger Dave Resnick.
There we go.
But.
Maybe. I don't know. He did write on his Facebook page. He says, I got to get out of here because I got stuff to do. And that is what he's got to do. So maybe he'll be on crutches and, you know, whatever. On, I don't know.
Find out.
Yeah.
Wednesday. At 6 at Noche.
Good luck.
Yeah, break a leg.
Don't break a leg. No, don't do that.
Yeah. Why do they say that?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
Well, that's all I got.
That's it. Okay.
That's a wrap.
We ended the broadcast on a really happy note. Dave Resnick's broken leg.
Sorry, Dave. Ouch. Get well soon.
Yeah, all right. Here's to a full and speedy recovery. You know what you forgot? Sundown, Sunday night. Sundown, Sunday night is the first day of Chanukah.
Yeah?
Hanukkah. Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. Yeah, it's first night of Hanukkah. First candle. First of nine candles. Or eight candles, right? There's nine. But first of eight candles is lit on Sunday night. Latkes.
All around.
Everybody get latkes. All right. We got to go. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, we didn't do any business now, just a little monkey business going on. Chap Ramsey is in charge of our production coordination. Aaron is in charge of sales and marketing. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. James Goodlett created the music that you're listening to right now. You need some original music for your original piece of work? We can hook you up. For all those folks and for Jeff Bitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.